This is Daguerre's Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerre. This is flyer number 730, entitled Masculism and AI, that's artificial intelligence. When robots do all the work, people will have babies. Description. Pretty soon, a few years or more from now, we will have robots controlled by ASI, that's artificial super intelligence, that do all the work, so that humans are given UAIs, that is, universal affluent incomes, due to the hundreds of times greater productivity of the robots. These UAIs will profoundly change gender politics. The big three of the masculists, in brackets, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, close brackets, will be strongly modified when we live in a UAI world. This flyer explains how, both for masculism and for feminism, one major change will be that people will choose to have kids, perhaps too many. So governments need to control the birth rate with incentives / punishments. UAIs will solve the crash in the birth rate problem. Now the flyer itself. Masculism and AI. When robots do all the work, people will have babies. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerre. Email profhugodaguerre@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerre.wordpress.com. This flyer could have been entitled AI and Gender Politics, which asks the question, what impact will the rise of artificial superintelligence, that's ASI, have on gender politics? But since I'm primarily interested in masculism and in the crash in the birth rate, the above title seems appropriate. Since my academic and professorial background is in artificial intelligence, pure math, and math physics, it's rather easy for me to follow the recent developments in AI, especially the likelihood that within only a matter of a few years, humanity will have artificial intelligences, that's AIs, that are a lot smarter than human beings in all activities. These artificial brains will be used to control robots, which probably within a decade or so will be doing nearly all the work, building everything, with hundreds of times the efficiency of humans, allowing humanity to live in a state of affluence. With robots doing all the work, how will humans spend their days if they don't have to work at all? And how will they have the purchasing power to buy goods and services? Obviously, the AI companies who manufacture these robots, in brackets, making trillions of dollars profit, close brackets, will be heavily taxed by governments. Then this tax money will be distributed to the public in the form of a UAI, Universal Affluent Income, which is a variant name of the more common label UBI, that's Universal Basic Income, that is a form of minimal unemployment insurance paid to unemployed workers. When the robots do all the work, working rapidly 24/7, 365, they will produce enough wealth to allow the whole of humanity not only to live at a bare survival standard, but with affluence, hence the new acronym UAI. With virtually everyone replaced by robots in terms of employment, governments will be forced, capital letters, to make such payments, or they will be assassinated in violent uprisings and mass AI sabotage. To keep the population calm, Economists will be employed, initially, to calculate, given the productivity level of the robots, how much UAI can be given to the unemployed masses, that is, nearly everyone, without causing massive inflation. It looks as though robots will be hundreds of times more productive than human workers, implying that the Earth's citizens will be able to live an affluent lifestyle. This flyer wonders how this future state of affairs will impact on gender politics, particularly on masculinism and on the crash in the birth rate, which are two political topics that interest me. So, how will ASI affect masculinism? I think profoundly, causing most of the motivations, the drivers behind masculinism to dry up, to become irrelevant. Why do I say this? What are the main drivers behind masculinism? Two of the big three of the masculists, that is the worst three ways that women oppress men, in brackets, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, close brackets, will be greatly affected, that is manslavery and divorce rape. These two will lose their meaning in a world of ASI, where the robots do all the work, with both men and women receiving UAI, Universal Affluent Income, from their governments. A person who receives a UAI is obviously a fit, financially independent person. Not from the point of view of the government, of course. In brackets, in fact, that person is entirely financially dependent on the government for his slash her income, close brackets. But from the point of view of another person who is also receiving a UAI from the government. It's not the case that the first person must fork out some of his UAI to pay for another person, for example, a fluffy. UAIs will make all women non-fluffies. So from the point of view of men, UAI women are fips, because all women will be. So the concept of manslavery, that the masculists consider today to be the worst of all gender crimes, becomes irrelevant, since we would be living in a world in an effective fip society in which all women are fips, because they would be recipients of UAIs. A similar story applies with respect to the second main driver of masculinism, namely women's divorce rape. In a UAI world, divorce rape will be a lot less odious for men. Divorcing fathers would not need to pay alimony to an ex-wife, since the ex-wife receives a UAI from the government. So financially, there's no loss after a divorce by a divorcing husband. There would be no halving of his income nor wealth to be paid to his ex-wife for similar reasons. Traditionally, a divorcing father often lost his house to his ex-wife so that she could raise her kids in it. That could remain an issue in a UAI world, so masculinism would still be needed to ensure that custody of the kids remained joint by default. Anything financial would no longer be an issue when divorcing, since the woman, the divorcing mother, would be a UAI recipient, hence a FIP, so no longer dependent on the finances of a divorcing husband. As for the third major driver of masculinism, that is forced fathering, the masculist fight against it would probably remain mostly intact. Masculism would still push for the maintenance of the para, that's paternity rejection right, in a UAI world. Being forced into an undesired paternity by a woman would remain as much a gender crime against a man, whether the woman received a UAI or not. I think it's fair to say that in a UAI world, the emphasis placed on today's masculist ideas would change. I'm guessing about half of today's masculist ideas would become irrelevant in a UAI world, but the other half would remain necessary. The maskless gender political ideology would not die away entirely. There would remain issues that maskless would need to fight for and maintain, even in a UAI world in which the robots did all the work. Now, how about for women? How would living in a UAI world in which the robots do all the work be different from a feminist point of view? Similar arguments to the above would apply to women as well. For example, fluffydom would die out. Manslavery would die out by definition, since all women would receive a UAI, hence be effective FIPS, so would not manslave and divorce rape men, or at least much less so in the case of divorce. In a UAI world, women could still try to force fatherhood onto men, so could still commit this horrible gender crime against men. So feminists will continue to have to cope with maskless demands regarding legislation that concerns forced fathering on men by women. This is the end of part one.